might seem a little strange for so few of us to be celebrating Mass in the main church here at Ascension. This church is so big, there's so much room for so many people, and yet there's just a small portion of us who are here giving thanks to God for the pilgrimage that we were on. But I think that illustrates a point of what a great privilege and honor it is to be able to go to the Holy Land. There are many, many Christians who never have that opportunity to walk where Jesus walked, to see the sights that we've seen. It is a great honor and a privilege for us to be able to have done that. And so, in some ways, it seems kind of fitting that the small number of us are here in this main church. It kind of illustrates how very few people actually have the opportunity to do what we've done. But I'm also kind of thinking back to the first homily that I gave on our pilgrimage. I said that that was going to be the only time that we would be doing the Mass of the day, the only time where we'd be taking the readings of the day. The rest of the pilgrimage, it was all the readings of the site. And yet, now we're back. We're back here at Ascension. We're back to the readings of the day. Which kind of reminds me also of what I said on Mount Tabor, the site of the Transfiguration. There's that moment of glory, that moment of insight, that moment of closeness with God. They were up on the mountain where that happened, but then they had to come down, back to their daily lives, back to regular life. And so this Mass is kind of like our coming down from the mountain. We're returned from the pilgrimage. If you're like me, perhaps some of your things are still packed in the luggage and needing to be unpacked. But there's a lot that we've received on the pilgrimage that will probably take a while for us to unpack, take a while for us to receive. And I'm not referring to our clothes, but rather the spiritual gifts that were given to us during that time. And so it's important for us to take our experience with us into the future, and to share it with others. I've already shared a couple stories with Father Molini after having returned here in the rectory, and I'm sure there will be many more opportunities to share stories with others as well. So carrying that experience with us, allowing it to change us, allowing that ongoing process of conversion. Sometimes we think conversion is a one-and-done kind of deal, but it's really a lifelong process of growing in holiness. And if we look at our readings today, that's what it's talking about, the process of conversion. And so Jesus gives us one of the clues of how to do that, and that would be to rid ourselves of sin, to cut ourselves off from the things that lead us to sin, to separate ourselves from the things that guide us towards sin. Oftentimes, in the confessional, when somebody would tell me this is a sin that they continue to struggle with, I encourage them to kind of reflect on that. Well, what about that? What are you really looking for? What is it that you're desiring that's leading you to sin? Or what circumstances are there that's leading you to sin? Because the more we can understand that, the easier it would be to separate ourselves from those actions and bring about that greater process of conversion, choosing to avoid those situations that would be the near occasion of sin. And in our first reading, we are reminded of this ongoing process of conversion. We're also reminded not to be presumptuous. It can be a tendency of ours to say, well, God is so merciful, God is so loving, it's okay for me to sin right now because I can just go to confession later. But that in itself is a sin. That's the sin of presumption. And we're reminded not to do that in our first reading. During our pilgrimage, we've got to go to the sites and get a greater understanding of the suffering that Christ underwent, the suffering that he went through on the cross and even before the cross. And that illustrates his great love for us. But out of love for him, we should not assume or be presumptuous about his mercy. We should try to avoid sin for the sake of not upsetting him, for the sake of our love for him, not to disappoint him. And that great act of love that he had on the cross is also represented to us again, made present to us again at Mass. And so in multiple of my homilies during the pilgrimage, I would try to make the connection between what we were doing at that site and the Mass. Because really the Mass is the summary of our faith. It's the summary of the life of Christ. It's the gift of Christ to all of us. And so in a way, every time we come to Mass, it's kind of like a renewal or a reminder of our experience on our pilgrimage. An opportunity to reunite ourselves to the Lord, to recall those special moments that we had, and to receive from God still, even still today, and in days in the future, from the great blessings that he had given us during that pilgrimage, and allow ourselves to go deeper, allow ourselves to continue to be converted, to continue to grow in holiness. But as I said, today in a special way, we are also giving thanks for that great privilege and honor to be able to be there in the Holy Land. So let us take a moment of silence to just reflect on some of the highlights, the great blessings of the pilgrimage, and to thank our Lord for those things as we prepare to encounter him in the most holy Eucharist.